Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa Al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, you will discuss issues, relevant questions, and other fields regarding the Islamic upbringing of children. And we would like to stress that the answers that we provide in this program are all based upon the narrations of the household of the Prophet and, of course, of the Prophet himself, and upon the Holy Quran, supplemented with scientific research. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend, Sheikh Ali Himani, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for joining us.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's my pleasure to be here in your studio.
Thank you yet again. Sheikh, last time we spoke about a narration related to the household of the Prophet, about how a child, his age, is split up into three categories, 0 to 7 years of age, 7 to 14, and 14 to 21. But in the grand scheme of things, are these three categorizations enough to describe this child who, we like to say, there are infinite variables and possibilities? Is it enough with only three categories?
Excellent question, brother. I would say that if you look at these age groups that have been mentioned in the hadith, they're basically guiding us towards these, you know, overall age groups. But today, where the psychology has progressed to a great extent, and they themselves are categorizing children into different ages, and they have plans and strategies for different age groups.
Right.
If you look at the animation series itself, if you look at Disney, if you look at Cartoon Network, if you look at all the other, even the advertisements, if you look at them, you will see that they themselves have categorized children into different categories, and they target these content for different age groups.
Even in advertising, not only children, depending on your personality, they will market a specific product in a specific way.
Exactly. So now, limiting ourselves to these three age categories would not really help us out in solving the problem. And hence, even in the Islamic approach, we need to categorize them into more categories than just the three.
Why then does this narration only mention three categories?
Exactly. Like I said, it's the overall understanding that, look, from 0 to 7 years, it's the learning phase. So the child is learning.
Generally,
it's the learning phase. So
right.
The child is learning. However, what he learns from 0 to 3 years is different, and his learning curve is different.
Yeah.
And what he learns from 3 or 4 to 7 years is totally different, and the learning curve is totally different.
Sheikh, you mentioned yourself this last age category, 14 to 21, they're already married.
They're already married.
So it's a completely different age.
Exactly. And once you're married, you are at a different maturity level.
Yeah.
Therefore, in today's world, we cannot limit ourselves to these three categories and treat these three categories as one gamut or one collection and behave with them in a particular way. We need to further drill down these categories. We need to break them down as toddlers up to 3 years. So that is 0 to 3 years, then 4 to 7 years, 8 to 12 years, then 13 to 15 or 16 years, and then 17 to 19 years. And that covers up from, you know, from toddler to teenage, right? And they're already 5 or 6 categories, and each category will have a different behavior pattern, different psyche, different approach towards life, and different way of dealing with things around him. And the more precisely we understand these categories, the better we deal with them. And then from there on, you will see this other category, which is 20 to 25 years. And there's less of complications and turmoils and disturbances there. Stress levels are different there compared to someone who's in their teens. So therefore, I don't think sticking to these three major categories will suffice today, keeping in mind the psychological progress that's happening. I think we need to break down these categories to a further extent.
And on that note, dear Sheikh, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we're discussing the effectivity of only categorizing children in three age groups according to this narration from the household of the Prophet. Dear Sheikh, before we went on a break, you quite eloquently said that no, it is not enough, that even as far as people aged 21 and 23 and 24 years of age, they are also categorized in a specific category.
Correct.
But Sheikh, we have this narration now in our hands. Does this mean that this narration is outdated?
Again, like I mentioned, it's not about the narration being outdated. The narration is telling us something that's a generic and overall behavior. So, like I mentioned in the earlier part, 0 to 7 years, there's a different kind of learning happening. The risk factor is less. 7 to 14 years, there's a different kind of learning happening.
Right.
And the risk factor is really, really high. And from all that learning that has happened, 14 to 21 years is a different kind of a learning with a different approach of risk factor. Let me mention this concept called situational leadership, if you've heard
right.
of it.
Please do.
Situational leadership by Ken Blanchard. If you see the situational leadership, you will see that it has four blocks in it. It's called D1, D2, D3, D4. And it has a management pattern of S1, S2, S3, and S4. These four categories are clearly defined that whoever is at S1 level, they are full of energy. They want to do so many things, but they have the least experience. And therefore, they end up doing more mistakes and more flaws in their performance compared to someone who's at D4 level. Why?
Right.
Because they have experience with them. So can I behave with this S1 the way I behave with the D1? I cannot. Why? Because he is a newbie. He doesn't know anything, but he wants to do everything. You tell him you need to move a mountain, he'll say, yes, I'll move a mountain. But here there's learning happening with lack of experience. So the way you deal with this person is different compared to someone who's already got 5 years of experience, right? So
right.
in the work environment, when you see this, this is exactly what the tradition is also telling you. Look, there are three categories. And each category is further divided into subcategories. Let me give you an example of children's books, right? If you look at the story books or the bedtime stories and stuff like that, you will see that the books that are designed for children who are less than 3 years, there are more pictures in it and
less words,
text in it.
More color.
More color, bright right. colors, attractive, big pictures. So if they want to draw a teddy bear, the teddy bear covers the whole page. It's not one little teddy bear which is 1/10 of the page. No, it covers the whole page. Why? Because the eyesight is at a certain level. They can't see small things. They need to see big things.
Right. Attention.
Exactly. Attention span and all that.
Right.
Now, the same child, the moment he reaches 4 years, you show him that book. He says, I'm bored of this book. This is not interesting for me anymore. You need to give me something else. What do you want? More pictures with more animals in it, variety of animals, and more words in it. Why? Because now the learning curve is different. The same child, when he crosses 7 years, he would pay less attention to pictures and more attention to increasing the vocabulary, right?
Right.
So, again, this overall generic understanding that the tradition has given us is that, look, here's the learning happening and here's the risk factor and this is how you need to behave with them. And these are the three categories. But today, we can't stick to those three categories. We need to divide them into further subcategories and treat them accordingly.
Right. And on that note, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
Ya Muqiyal Khayrat, Ya
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مطي الخيرات.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Dear Sheikh, please pick up where you left off.
So I was mentioning about these books and all that. So this is from the positive end, right?
Right.
But let me point out, you know, I'm not sure if you've seen this documentary called Consuming Kids. This is a documentary pretty old, about 7-8 years ago. I saw that documentary. It talks about the different psyche of different children. And when, like you pointed out, when they're designing an advertisement, they call in the psychologists and they tell them that, look, I want to design my advertisement for a 3-year-old. So what do I need to put into this advertisement? What kind of words do I need to use? What kind of music do I need to use? What kind of characters do I need to
use? It's a whole science.
It's a whole science by itself. So if you look at Teletubbies, if you look at all these programs that are there for kids less than 3 years, you will see that they have a huge, large head and a small body. Why? Because the children associate people with their heads and not with the body. So they need to identify the head to identify the person. But when they move on to another age, there's a different behavior there. So right. Similarly, for parents, there are guidelines from Islam based on the traditions that look, the child when he's from 0 to 7 years, this is how he's learning, and therefore give him the freedom to learn. Right. And that's why that age category has been mentioned there. But today, if we want to really be successful in upbringing our children the right way with the most impactful approach, then we need to drill down these categories further into subcategories and treat them differently with different approaches and methods.
All right. So, Sheikh, now that we know that we must have all of these different categories, what categories should we then preach about, focus more about? Because people are busy. And as a consequence of that, unfortunately, they have less time to focus on some things. They use, normally, when we are busy, we focus on the most important task at hand. Same thing with upbringing. So now that I'm, for example, a parent, alhamdulillah, for example, and I want to learn about this learning process, I want to learn how to best raise my kid, which age category would you say I should focus more upon?
If you ask me, the upbringing starts right from 6 months old. Again, let me refer back to this documentary called Consuming Kids. You know, the researchers, the psychologists, they've conducted their tests, they conducted their experiments, and they realized that the child starts learning right from the moment they're 6 months old. And that's why you see these toys from Fisher-Price. They show toddlers playing with their toys and show that moms are happy when the child is playing with Fisher-Price toys, right?
Right, yeah.
So they target the children right from that age. And in some advertisements, you will see that, including Pepsi and Coca-Cola, they show toddlers into their advertisements while there is no need for it. But just because the child can look at the TV and understand and relate to it, they start targeting and bombarding children right from age 6.
Speaking of advertisement, Sheikh, a very famous advertisement was spread around in Western Europe, especially in Denmark, of a laundry detergent commercial. And they use as a logo a very cute and big teddy bear. Now, people, grown-ups, look at this and like, it doesn't really concern us. Like, why is there a teddy bear on my laundry detergent? But they've determined, they've seen, and they've measured this success and the effectiveness of this, that children, when they see this commercial, they see the teddy bear, they want the parents to bring this product.
Buy that detergent.
Exactly.
Exactly. So now they know how to target the children. So the point that I want to emphasize here is that if we don't upbring our children and we don't plan for our children, there are others sitting out there who already have planned for our children.
Right.
So what's the age that that we should start upbringing our children? We start, you know, practicing these ahadith and, you know, apply it in our daily
basically
life.
Basically applying Islam.
Applying Islam in our life and start teaching it to our children right from 6 months old, because that's when he starts learning. So that is where we should focus. I don't think it would be appropriate to say that, okay, first 6-7 months, I'm not going to focus that much because he's just learning. And after 7 years, when I'm going to start. So if you start by that time when the child is 7 years old, you've already lost the child, because the child has been watching TV, he's been watching Peppa Pig, he's been watching Paw Patrol.
Somebody once said that a child, he's a programmable friend. You can program him to do whatever you want, in essence.
Exactly. And there's a concept called neuro-linguistic programming. I don't know if you've heard of it. If you do a little research, you will see that this umpteen ways of programming people to behave in a particular way. And this is being used through media and everywhere else to program our children. So limiting or saying that what age should I focus on, I would say start from 6 months. However, for this program, for the existing discussion that we are having, I think one of the most challenging area is teenage, and we might deal with that part in this program.
Inshallah, we will discuss this next time because we are unfortunately out of time, dear Sheikh. I thank you for contributing to this discussion and also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any suggestions, feedback, or some comments, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. Alternatively, you can also visit our website, parstoday.com. You can also find us on various social media websites, such as on Twitter and Instagram, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest.